Oh, I'm trying to think of a
Blog
place like
radio.
The mall. Good. You know. Welcome to Weekday Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona, and the world at large.
We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We'd like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio Theme, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
Good morning.
Wednesday. I started the intro a little bit too early. I'm getting excited here. I'm smoking Otto Berry Ryder.
And?
Well, and Sour Diesel, but we haven't had... We haven't had Otto Berry Ryder for probably a year. It's been curing in a jar, and I opened it up and I smelled it. I was like, wow, what's this? I forgot I had it in there.
Treasures.
It is. Pass the treasure box of smells around.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
I know, right? That's, you know, I know we have some people that
that's
say.
Like a fall kind of
it is.
Flavor.
It's a berry.
Mm-hmm.
It's a berry kind of thing.
It's definitely a fall kind of flavor. I open it up and I smell it and I'm all,
It tastes like a,
There's so much smelling and tasting going on here at Weekday Wednesday this morning. I wish you folks could be here.
I wish we had television.
We've just passed the container and some Starbucks over into the green room, and they're having a field day over there.
Yeah, the terpenes in that thing are amazing.
I'm just using some new tea that Bellstar and some sister got me for
organic
the birthday.
Organic green tea.
Oh, and it smells amazing.
Let me put the readers on. Ooh, lovely. If you put your readers on, it helps
green.
Your ability to sense. What are we looking for here? I don't even know.
I don't know.
In the green room, we're like, what's going on this morning? I watched Celebrity Family Feud last night. Oh my God.
How fun is that? I didn't even know that thing really existed.
It's so dumb. It's fun. I love dumb things. They make me laugh. And it's good for the immune system. Oh,
it's true. You know,
trying to think of some of the questions.
Having that laughing happen. I was just thinking about that the other day on how important it is to laugh. If you actually are sitting there laughing by yourself, if you hold your stomach, you're
okay, working your abs.
Well, your solar plexus.
Yes.
It's your child self, kind
of. All right, I'll lead us off with a good joke. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
This is like out of the tombstone times. I love this one. This is so silly. Old lady goes into the bank and she says to the teller, I'd like to check my balance. So we pushed her over.
Oh, no.
You feel your abs on it?
That was a good one.
I know. That's good. I think we need more weed. I don't know about that. What are those mornings?
Yeah.
We're almost into October.
You know, I feel like me and you were just having a show in
like January?
June.
Yeah. January? Something like that. We were like, I can't believe it's the new year.
Yeah, we said it was 6 months from Christmas.
I know.
No,
it's like, now we're like, people are counting days down. They're like,
well, you know how America is. We've done skipped
less
over all the fall holidays, and we're right already into Christmas.
I just want to say fuck fall, and it's less than 90 days. Wow, Otto Berry Ryder, we're going to have to try that every morning.
Yeah.
Pardon my English for the little children out there, but we do give a disclaimer and say that you probably should
have an adult with you when you're listening to this show.
At least someone 90. Yeah.
90 or over.
90 or over. Yeah.
We recommend it. That way they can tell you all the things that are really happening.
What happens when you get a limited edition Time Life magazine about the Wizard of Oz? You start, you know, going back to, I'll get you my pretty. It's Halloween.
You,
we got to get ready.
Smoke
you mean
cannabis
just,
that has
been
carried for here.
Oh, yeah. This is Halloween weed. This is what it is. We got out the Halloween weed. Yes, clap for Halloween weed. You know it. From the green room. And Starbucks. Because Mr. Starbucks can't be in every Starbucks. But they all look the same, people.
So the real reason we're here.
Marijuana. That's a pound of grass.
And
right
cannabis.
There. And cannabis. Pot,
and
weed.
Cannabis.
It's not really reefer madness or anything like that, but... good morning, everybody out there. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
You sent me. Oh, Dr. Oz is freaking everybody out.
And I would, you know, I don't think it's freaking everybody out. I do agree that it is freaking everybody out, but you know,
look at all the people in thought there.
People
like,
are.
Mary,
this,
what?
You know, I hear this.
What about the baby?
I hear this term snowflakes. You know, it's used quite a lot. Talk about people getting all up in arms.
Great weed. We are the world.
You know, like,
be.
Who's offended? Like, let me, can I use this? Can I smoke my
phone? The fact
can
that you have a gin and tonic or three every night after your business day.
After your, and then your three Vicodins that
you
need.
That you top it off
with,
you know. It's
exactly.
Like I don't care.
I don't care.
Just don't rob me. Just don't come get my phone.
Go and eat your Farmies and drink your Alki. You
Fruit Loops are good. Just keep them in your house, all right?
Yeah.
They're for kids.
Yeah.
I know. It's one of those mornings. You know,
we don't hide crazy. We put it out on the front porch with a joint.
That's right. We play this. Anyway, Cannabis Kid sends me lots of stuff. And this one, Dr. Oz was on Fox News, was it the other night? Or I don't know, the other day. And was just really promoting marijuana. And they were pretty shocked. But is this the, this is the opioid crisis fighting. Dr. Oz.
Yes, but this is a really good one. I mean, there's so much stuff coming out about the opioids and where it's really led us as a country, as a people of medicinally induced.
We consume the most in the entire planet.
World.
The entire universe.
The universe.
This country consumes the most, which is why Arizona, and I will clap for this, it might hurt some people, but it might help them. They're not going to just dish pills out anymore. They're going to dish them out in increments. You get a 5-day or a 10-day period, and that's it. And you only get a certain amount of pills in those days. So all the people that they've got junkied out now are really, really in the hurts. But I've heard that, you know, it's people are thinking, well, okay, if you're not going to just load me up on that, I'm going to try cannabis. You know, why not? Let's just try cannabis. It's safe. It's non-toxic. It's not going to kill me like these things can. And sometimes do. How do I get this to go big screen and start over?
How do you get marijuana? Is a Schedule I drug? You don't have to memorize this, but what that basically means is the federal government doesn't believe it has any medical value, right? Although the government may own the patent, claiming it has value, right? It makes it really hard to study this stuff. I have called personally doctors, researchers, and it's a vicious cycle. Right, they can't get money to do the research, so guess what? There's no research to support it. Yet the National Academy of Sciences believes that it works for pain. This year, published that. In states where medical marijuana is legal, listen carefully, where it is legal in those states, there's a 25% lower opioid overdose death rate.
25%.
That's a lot of lives. People like you, who would have died with 29 pills a day, now are back. You know, doing all kinds of fun things, not driving on the wrong side of the road, killing yourself, your family, and someone else who happens to be there. Overdosing deaths are problematic for a lot of reasons, but the most shocking hypocrisy here is that studies don't show opioids work for chronic pain. So Michelle should never have been prescribed it in the first place. Medical decisions need to be made by doctors, not law enforcement. And Montel, that's why I think we're not seeing a bright light on this problem. We're seeing darkness covering it.
How can people who have lied to you turn around and now tell you the truth? That's what the problem is. You just said it, and you said it as eloquently as it could be said. 25% reduction in opioid deaths in the states where there are medical marijuana programs. Period. I don't need another stat. Will we stop the stupid and help the rest of this country stop killing people? All right, so here's the assignment for everybody today. I'm asking all the doctors who are watching, all the researchers, all of you, to join me in petitioning the government
to study marijuana as a solution for chronic pain. Opioid abuse costs $78 billion a year. Let's do the math here. $78 billion a year. And right now, we're spending less than 0.1% of this total to support cannabis research, what we're talking about. And now if the president says that this is an opioid crisis and it's a federal emergency, right? That's a good thing in a way, because that means it's the right time to prove, because it's an extreme moment, we can use extreme measures. It's the right time to prove that marijuana can help with chronic pain. Without a shadow of a doubt, we get that across, we can change everything, open up a potential opportunity for a lot of people who are suffering. So please go to the Dr. Oz Show website and sign this petition today and send it to your friends.
Wow. Where? How do we get this link up on, what do we do here? Copy dictionary for the word site. No. That's not where. Oh, no. We just went to the Dr. Oz page? Oh, check that out.
Oh, this is
sweet Jesus. Mary
like
Jane,
heroin, marijuana is a Schedule I drug. Is a Schedule I drug.
I don't know how I did that, but we're going to post this on our little page. You can go right to Dr. Oz's Facebook and check out what he has to say about how awesome cannabis is. I can't believe it. He called the government out. That's so awesome.
Cycle, right?
It's starting again. How do we get this to stop? Oh, nope, not there. Oh, hold on. We got Dr. Oz playing everywhere. Okay, there we go. He had a video of Raphael Meshulam up on his site, if you check that out, who is the discoverer of THC, our famous little molecule. But yes, Will and Grace, we also got Will and Grace up there. Okay, for Dr. Oz, you freaking rock. He just called out, so he's going to play again. He's like, thank you, I just want to say this again. Your site really likes to play your video, which is really great. What you got going on over there? He's trying to figure it out. Cannabis Kid is trying to figure it out. So in that, three deadly pharmaceuticals that could be replaced by marijuana. All right. So opioid-based painkillers. So why is Big Pharma investing millions of dollars every year in researching creating its own marijuana-based painkillers? Because Big Pharma recognizes medical marijuana outshines typical medications in many ways, and the prescription drug companies do not want to be left behind when this is recognized on a national level, because it will be recognized on a national level very soon. We've got doctors like Dr. Oz challenging the government. We got to sign that petition. We got to get everybody to sign that. Medical marijuana is indisputably beneficial in its comparative safeness, according to the Center for Disease and Control and Prevention. Opioids kill more than 33,000 people in 2015, and nearly half of all opioid deaths involve a prescription drug. Since the recent marijuana boom in America, which began nearly a decade ago with the legalization of medical marijuana in several states, such as Colorado and California, the misconception that marijuana is a dangerous street drug is being questioned more and more. Currently, opioids such as oxycodone, fentanyl, hydrocodone, among others, are used to treat both chronic and acute pain being immediate, sharp pain, while chronic refers to long-term reoccurring pain. Foreign prescription drug companies such as Israel-based Intech Pharma Limited, Nemus Bioscience, and Axon Biotechnologies, Inc. are all currently testing non-psychoactive cannabidiol, CBD, in laboratories to see if these types of pain can be mitigated through the use of CBD. With the results yet to be published, we patiently wait to see if marijuana is the next breakthrough replacing dangerous opioids. Number two, sleeping aids. Oh, this is great. We don't ever give cannabis kids our malicious, ever. You'll sleep right through a two-hour special.
That's a sleeping aid.
Boy, that's... What is a tranquilizer? That's what that is. According to a study by the Center of Disease Control and Prevention reported by the New York Daily News, nearly 9 million U.S. adults report to prescription sleeping pills. Sleeping aids like Ambien and Zolpidem are not only addictive but can lead to ER visits and possibly even death. They become especially dangerous when paired with alcohol or other medications. There's also the risk of overdosing on sleeping pills, where no such risk exists with marijuana. Insomnia affects individuals' ability to function normally throughout the day. Sufferers experience drained energy, impaired mental acuity, and altered moods. Marijuana comes in two major strains, sativa and indica. Sativa strains tend to worsen insomnia, and indica strains tend to relax the body, mind, and results in drowsiness. For prolonged sleep, we recommend taking indica edibles rather than smoke or vapor. Although smoking or vaporizing makes effects immediate, the high tends to wear off after 3 to 4 hours and could result in waking up in the middle of the night. Edibles, on the other hand, take longer to kick in but last 6 to 8 hours, so restless patients have a better chance of staying asleep through the whole night. Please be cautious if you are new to edibles. Do not redose if their effect is not felt in the assumed time frame. Yeah, and that's very important. We always tell people half a milligram. That's it. Just even if you don't feel it at first, don't freak yourself out with something that's going to make you too sleepy or too silly. Talk about that.
Well, let's see. We have anti-anxiety drugs. Anti-anxiety disorder are often misunderstood and poorly treated. With benzos such as Xanax, Klonopin, Ativan, and Valium, although not physically addictive, this class of drugs can cause serious dependency issues. According to the American Public Journal, reported by the New York Times in 2013, nearly 5.6% of Americans filled a benzo prescription, and approximately 3 of every 100,000 people died from an overdose.
My Lord.
It's huge. In March of 2014, Vanderbilt University led a study on the effectiveness of treating anxiety through medical marijuana. They found that the cannabinoid receptors in the brain are pivotal in regulating anxiety and triggering the fight or flight response that are essential to human survival. Those suffering from anxiety disorder often accidentally trigger these cellular responses in cannabinoids communication in the amygdala, which can then create fake fight or flight sensory, resulting in an unnecessary anxiety. Since marijuana produces endocannabinoids and affects the same receptors in the brain, its use can help regulate anxiety and alleviate anxiety disorder. So, and I know there's tons out there. So many people are, like they said, are taking their Xanax and the Klonopin. And, you know, I am one that has high anxiety. And that's why I don't do sativas. It's very... that'll turn me on to a lot of great indicas that do not put me to sleep.
Right. Hybrids are great for that.
Yeah.
Hybrids are really good
for
that.
You know, and it could be a higher dose of indica.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that
64
kind
of thing.
For sure. Yeah, even, yeah, the 70-30.
Because the sativa gives, sometimes the sativa will give too much energy to somebody who already has too much
mm-hmm.
energy and too much thought going on. And that's.
Just think how it regulates, you
yeah.
know, brain. And then body, brain and body.
Yes, for sure. Brain and body. There you go.
There you go.
There you go.
Enough said, folks.
Enough said. All right, well, what's happening in New York, you want to know? I'll tell you what's happening in New York for Silver Sister. Where is that on my... Oh, now nurse practitioners can sign prescriptions for medical cannabis patients. But they have quite a limited list of conditions that you can apply for. It's pretty small. New York moves closer to easing medical marijuana regulations. New York's Department of Health is close to easing regulations for companies to make new products and patients, their caretakers, and providers to learn more about medical marijuana. But medical marijuana advocates say the DOH should prune more of the rules, that have grown marijuana prices and stunted patient use since New York legalization in 2014. The DOH officials countered that they'll continue to make the medical cannabis program more accessible and affordable. But the federal government's marijuana prohibition, which prevents insurance coverage, makes the drug pricey. When a federal policy recognizes the benefits of medical marijuana and permits insurance companies to cover it, that will decrease prices, said Joshua Vinciguerra, director of the DOH's Bureau of Narcotic Enforcement. The current proposed regulation, he added, quote, continue to streamline the cost of business, give patients greater access to more products, and hopefully reduce the cost over time, quote. Since the public comment period ended last Friday for the DOH's proposal, the department has been taking as long as it needs to study the feedback. Well, and they should open up the market to new companies. We should look and see what their is your computer dead again? Good Lord.
No.
You PC.
It's fine.
Let's touch the screen because it's fine. Find out what restrictions, I was trying to move left. Restrictions New York State has. What can you use? Because isn't it, I thought it was like their conditions are like epilepsy, like they only have like a half dozen or less. But now that nurse practitioners can write, I don't know what you were saying over there, but nurse practitioners, and what else is happening over there?
They're allowing more things.
Oh, more conditions?
When it first started, it was just
consumption.
Oh, more ways to consume. Oh, okay, yeah. And what they were saying about, you know, anxiety and edibles at nighttime are great. I was just talking to a lawyer. A lot of lawyers in the neighborhood. Let's give it up for the neighborhood lawyers who need help. A lot of stuff in the neighborhood, too. So you should be seeing there are a lot of lawyers around. You guys better still be the right people. But their arthritis was keeping them up, but along with the stress of work. But their arthritis was keeping them. And because they're a lawyer, they need to be really high-functioning during the day. I said, well, then start taking edibles at night. And the effects will still stay in your system during the day. But you just, you know, you'll get better sleep. You won't be, quote, impaired or altered in any way during the day. But you'll still have the effects of cannabis. And I said, then if you need something for pain, try hemp during the day. It's non-psychoactive. You can't get intoxicated in any way. It's just the same effect as taking baby aspirin, except that it's way better for you. But, yeah. Edibles are great for nighttime. Our country does take way too many sleep aids, and it's just we're stressed.
It can be great for daytime for
we're
a lot
stressed.
Of people too.
Well,
it goes the anxiety
yeah.
thing.
And that in the daytime, little tiny baby doses, half a milligram to a milligram. If you don't even feel it,
yeah.
Don't redose like they were saying. Don't do that because that can put you into a Sonic Wendy like state of mind, and you could order burger after burger and not even know. Sonic Wendy, we miss you. Damn, where is she? I love Sonic Wendy. God, she was so great.
Round of applause for Sonic Wendy.
I'm sliding for her cookies every week. Gotta get these. And then she came back. You guys gotta be careful with these. Wait, they were like 300 to 400 milligram cookies. We had a hell of a baker at that time. We didn't know, we just put a bunch of hot in it. And wow, no wonder we had lines out the door.
You know, it's very rare with a lot of the edibles out there these days for me to actually feel something. It takes a little bit more edibles to get me so I had a brownie up at my sister's house that she had made. And,
unknown milligram?
Unknown. And like ones that you freeze, like, because no one's finishing all those.
This is the magic sister we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
She's amazing. And I really got up in the middle of the night and I could barely even walk.
That's not funny, but
no, it's not.
Good
you
for
were kind of like,
sleep.
Oh, scared.
No.
But I better go back to bed. But I knew exactly what was happening.
I need water, but I'm going to wait.
Yeah.
Wait till the morning time.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good times.
Good times.
But I know.
But was it good times before you went to bed? I mean,
it was fine. And then
relaxing,
it was
giggling.
Like that.
Oh.
When you move. And you feel like it's really slow.
You just take the hunchback to back of Notre Dame face. I don't know if I want that effect, really.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day when we were, I didn't start experimenting with any well, alcohol first at 14, 15. You could keep it in the refrigerator. Sorry, Mom. It's just the way it was back then. You know, wine coolers. Yeah, keep it in the fridge.
Uh-huh.
All right. You know, we weren't 21, but
Yeah.
But I didn't do cannabis until I was almost 21. And then the other things rolled into play, but it happened then. When I was going with them.
No, I when you said
oh, the brownie, that's right.
Fridge.
So however many years ago when I was 20, just starting brownies, you know, back in the Bay Area in San Francisco, you they were $5. Mm-hmm. You know, I was like, wow, that's a lot for a brownie. Oh my God. You know, 20 some years ago, I'm like, wow, you guys are really, you must be something. So you eat the whole thing. You'd be at a concert, you eat the whole thing, you'd just be waiting with your friends, like, Is anyone feeling it first? Who's feeling it first? Is anyone feeling this? Something happening? Something happening? Is it? No. Is it? Yes. Is it? No. Oh, I don't know. Is it?
Look at Marcy.
I know. Look at it. She just has a big grin on her face. Uh-huh. You just didn't know. And then sometimes you really knew.
Yeah.
And that's just the way it was. But now, thanks to packaging and requirements, they're getting more strict with it, which is good because right. you need to know what you're taking.
For sure.
And now I think even biting the head off of a gummy bear, which we would say in the past, you know, if you want just a little, that might be too much. You could cut that gummy into probably 6 little pieces of 10 milligrams, and you could probably take them, you know, or even 10 pieces. I mean, a milligram of cannabis on a daily basis would be really good for you. The preventative.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking at the park this morning. There's a caregiver there. They just go around a group home and meet with individuals, and this gentleman has Alzheimer's. Wow, it's so amazing what cannabis can do for Alzheimer's. And I said out loud, jokingly, well, I'm just going to smoke so much weed that nothing can get me. And my neighbor, who's 74 years old, said, well, nothing's getting me. I've been smoking weed for 54 years, and look at me now. She's 74. She's like, I've been sick in my life.
That's awesome.
Yeah. She's like, heck yeah, it's a preventative. We were laughing out there.
Takes care of your immune system, that's for sure.
It takes care of every system.
Balances everything out.
I know. I was explaining the endocannabinoid system, and you know, I can get going on all that in the first thing in the morning.
Oh,
but,
Belle.
I know.
Get going on it. Well, you know, we have some of those. We had talked about the New York moves into closer to easing medical marijuana regulations, and I just pulled up Normal's page. New York Medical Marijuana, NORML.
Yeah.
And they just have a little bit what they said. It says, initially implemented, the law has permitted qualified patients to possess a 30-day supply of cannabis-infused non-smokable products, but only non-smokable preparations allowed. Regulations announced by the department in 2017.
All right. So did you read this, ALS? Cancer, chronic pain, epilepsy, HIV, AIDS, Huntington's. What's Huntington's disease? Inflammatory bowel disease, Parkinson's, MS, neuropathies. Oh, that's good. So it's just any range. And then spinal cord damage. Let's look up Huntington's disease. But, wow, no home cultivation. And there are some state-licensed dispensaries already. And their caregivers can... Each certified patient can have up to 2 caregivers and may serve no more than 5 certified patients. If you can't grow, what is their – maybe their caregiver is like the Arizona caregiver where if someone is not.
Huntington's disease is a fatal genetic disorder that causes the progressive breakdown of nerve cells in the brain.
That's not a fun thing.
Yeah.
Your nerve brain cells start going. That means the rest of your whole body starts going in different fashions.
Right.
And, you know, we were also talking about this morning at the park. I love our conversations with the dog people. We weren't supposed to live past 36 anyway. We wouldn't have been feeling all this crap. We wouldn't have fucking been doing okay, maybe 150 years ago.
Well, I also think it has a huge thing to do with what we've been feeding ourselves.
Well, that too.
I mean, this is generations of feeding themselves like this.
We're preserving ourselves too long.
And alcohol, and this all flows down in our DNA.
And bad food, and genetically modified food, and additives, and chemicals, and dyes, and colors, and things that don't need to be in there. Food is really pretty without having to add things to it. Like maraschino cherries, you know what they do to those?
I know.
You do know. They bleach them. They bleach all the beautiful...
Until they're white.
Yeah, until they're totally... glowing white like the apple on
your computer. None
of that's
real. It's like a you've now.
And then they recolor it with fake color, red number 40. I mean.
God, it's been like in formaldehyde.
Yeah. So that it'll stay.
Yeah.
It's bad. But I can tie the stems with my mouth. All right.
But with real cherries, Belle can do that as well.
Yeah. Well, yes, I can.
Fresh, organic.
And it's so much prettier the color of the world.
Oh, I know they are.
It's like blood red. It's just beautiful.
Those, and then we have the.
I like those. I wish the other color could. Yeah. They're like light yellow and pinkish kind. What is like? But you know what?
Oh,
like,
no, I'm just kidding.
You know what? Oh, you know what? We do this every time. Let's give a shout out to some folks here.
Woohoo! Shout out.
Tumbleweed Health Center. I don't know. I'm doing this kind of slow, but Tumbleweed Health Center. Sounds a lot better. Check it out. TumbleweedHealthCenter.com. It's pretty simple like that. You can call 520-838-4430. Lots of cool things on our website, always new information. We've got a great article we'll read later after the break about terpenes and knowing your terpenes. There's always new news. There's, if you're in Arizona, or if you're planning to come here, there's a section on law so you can figure out what you can and can't do with your medicine. We are a reciprocal state. You can bring your cards here and use cannabis. You can't purchase it yet, but, that's coming. I'm sure they're going to figure out a way to check databases. But a lot of great information. If you want to get certified, it's really, really simple. All you need are current medical records. And even if you don't have those, we can offer some evaluation, some diagnosis. But if you have PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, HIV, AIDS, ALS, Crohn's, agitation of Alzheimer's, and chronic or debilitating disease, or the treatment for the chronic or debilitating disease or a medical condition that causes wasting syndrome, severe and chronic pain, severe nausea, seizures, including epilepsy, muscle spasms, MS, Parkinson's, tremors, leg cramps, you know, all that kind of stuff that's the twitchy, you can get certified for. And under chronic pain, you can get certified for fibromyalgia. We get a lot of those patients that come in, the arthritis, the RA patients are coming in. Migraines, things like that, backache, so
sciatica.
Yeah, check it out.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
All right. Give us a call. Hello and gone. 520-838-4430. You can email thctucson@gmail.com. Check out our mobile app. We do have a mobile app, and it's got special coupons and information there as well. We'd also like to give a shout-out to our favorite folks at Canada Health Magazine, online magazine. You don't have to wait for anything. You just pop up in that computer or smartphone or dumb phone or whatever you have and check it out.
Well, it doesn't work on dumb phones.
Canada Health is a digital magazine focused on knowledge, safe access, and advocacy with a monthly subscription readership. It's loaded with scientific and clinical articles from various healthcare professionals, profiles of cannabis clinics offering safe access to medicines, national and local organizations open to the public, and real-life patient success stories. It's free to subscribe, so don't miss another issue of Canna Health.
Excellent. We have a link on our website. You go to TumbleweedHealthCenter.com and check out the radio page. Scroll on down and check out Grower's House as well. If you are in town and if you are one of the very few that has a right to grow license, you can go to the Grower's House and they have great, great products. Really good products.
Mm-hmm.
Great friendly staff and they're very knowledgeable.
Nice local company, family owned and operated.
Yep, father, son, Paul and Nate. I know we can't even help ourselves. I know you quit it.
Stop with the call.
You quit
Stop
it.
The call.
I know the switchboard is lighting up. You know what else is lighting up besides us?
What, Val?
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a huntin', looking for a pot shop, this is fucked.
Walked into my house, like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop.
ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's pizza time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of iced tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up. But can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
Know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal, but science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons, I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers, and bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interests. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs. It's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
All right, Vegas, baby. Who's the lighter? Tell
we kind of got into it by talking about reciprocity, and
we're going to Vegas.
Oh, I mean, it's a little more than reciprocity. It's straight up legal there, folks.
It's straight up legal. We were talking about how we're going to smoke
and where we go.
We
were just kind of relating back to what rules go with what states and what you can do when you're in those states. And what's legal and how do you keep and pertain to the rules while you want to partake in use of recreational cannabis. So, you know, there's so many things out there. There's the edibles they talk about being really great for tourists. If you are coming into Las Vegas and you are staying there, there are a few places on the Strip. There are a few places spread out throughout Vegas itself.
Right.
And in the, you know, full amount of Nevada. So Tahoe's, of course, getting, you know, theirs. Reno, you know, all over. So it's going to be recreational everywhere. Now, what I've heard, it's not allowed to be. You're not allowed to smoke it on the streets or in public.
So here's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Candace's Kid sent a great article about Las Vegas marijuana laws, your guide to buying and using weed. Put your weed in it. All right. Aha, look at this. The Reef Dispensary. That's funny. Okay. Sure. Here we go. Nevada is one of 8 states allowing recreational marijuana for adults 21 and over, and on Saturday, this was a little while ago, become one of the first of 4 states that legalized recreational sales in last November's election. Nevada adults will be able to purchase up to 1 ounce of marijuana flower or up to 1/8 of an ounce of marijuana concentrate, like shatter wax, carbon dioxide oil, per visit. heck is carbon dioxide? Many.
Sounds horrible.
It does. I don't think I want to buy that. I would like to buy a big ball of hash.
Can I?
If anyone has a big ball of hash ready for Candace, Silver Sister, and Bell Star, we love you.
Yeah.
Many. But seriously, can you look this up? Carbon dioxide oil, please. I'm just saying, you know, this does not sound safe, healthy, or fun at all.
I'm going to look that up.
Many of the 60 operating medical marijuana dispensaries in Nevada will test out the recreational program. So let's see. Where are the rules? Okay, here we go. How can I buy recreational marijuana? It's simple. It's as simple as walking into a dispensary, choosing what you want, showing your ID, and paying for it, just like buying alcohol at a liquor store. But as long as the plant is federally illegal, you'll need to bring cash, as Nevada dispensaries don't yet have banking or accept credit cards. Okay, there we go. It's an all cash deal. So when we get on the plane with our bag full of $10,000 in one, they know we're going to Vegas, baby. Really, how much money can we bring on the plane? I've got to ask my TSA neighbor. I got some great neighbors. They'll let me know. Can we just bring like $10,000? Let's do it. How will I know which dispensaries are selling recreational marijuana? Individual dispensaries are tasked with promoting themselves as recreational marijuana sellers, said Andrew Jolly, president of the Nevada Dispensary Association. We want our customers to know it's finally here. While all the 60 medical marijuana dispensaries received early start licenses from the Department of Taxation for recreational weed, local laws in Henderson, Sparks, and Carson City prohibit the dispensaries from selling until July 1st. Okay, so... Oh, here's a good one. How can I tell the difference between medical marijuana and recreational marijuana? There's no difference, except at the point of sale. Once you're done browsing and selecting your weed products at a dispensary, you can either pay full price as a recreational buyer or show the cashier your medical card for an estimated discount of 10 to 20%. Now, I wonder if that's out-of-state cards, too. Out-of-state medical cards.
I wonder...
Are you finding out? Because we need to know.
What's the exact question?
The exact question is, can we use our medical cards in their program? Other recreational weed legal states like Colorado have separate inventories for recreational and medical. And those products are marked in the stores. But Nevada's weed industry opted for the more streamlined marijuana buying and growing process, arguing it makes more logistical sense. We wanted to avoid unnecessary and wasteful spending, and it's easier for the dispensary. Is the quality of recreational medical marijuana different than medical, of recreational versus medical? Unlike recreational pot legal states, Washington and Colorado, recreational marijuana products in Nevada will be subject to the same testing standards as the state's medical industry. And I just want to clap for that. That's flipping huge. That's huge. That means because usually the difference between recreation and medical is quality.
Right.
And if they're...
And the percentage.
Well, yeah, and the percentage of cannabinoids and such, but usually it's, you know, merch. Just stuff thrown over the wall, you know?
Mm.
And we don't want that yucky stuff.
No, we don't know where it's coming from.
No, that's so great that they're testing. That includes tests for pesticides, heavy metals, mycotoxins, mold, strength of cannabinoids, and THC levels. And that's for both recreational and medical. So I wonder do the dispensaries differentiate? I guess if you don't have your medical card, you get the recreational kind? So I wonder if it's grown differently, if it's a different plant altogether, What makes it recreational if it's not? All right. Has federal government's on attitude marijuana changed? Marijuana is still illegal under federal law, just like cocaine, heroin, and methamphetamines. That has been reinforced in 2002 by leaders in President Trump's administration, who earlier this year threatened to crack down on marijuana in the 44 U.S. states and territories where some form of sales are legal. But those plans were essentially quashed in May when Congress decided not to allocate money to Attorney Jeff Sessions' initiative to go after the marijuana states. Marijuana is still illegal to bring on a plane, as airspace within the U.S. is considered federal territory. But while weed is not a threat to aviation security, TSA spokesman Nico Melendez said it is not a priority to search agents and legal quantities, the plant may still pass through scanners undetected. We can't be shipped via the U.S. Postal Service, and representatives from both UPS and FedEx also said their companies also will refuse to knowingly ship marijuana in an attempt to honor federal law. Can I drive weed into Nevada from other states? It's not legal to drive marijuana from any other states into Nevada, but unless you're pulled over at the border, law enforcement officers can't ask where you purchased the marijuana, nor would you likely be challenged by police unless you have a more than illegal amount in your possession. And it's illegal to bring marijuana back to your home state after a weekend of visiting Las Vegas, just so you know. Can I smoke marijuana and still get a concealed carry weapon permit? Federal law prevents users of federally illegal drugs from obtaining a concealed weapon permit, but because recreational sales are not tracked, there's nothing to stop you from smoking recreational marijuana and getting concealed weapons permit. Having a medical marijuana card in Nevada is different, however, because your name is entered into a state registry. While your information won't come up on a background check, medical marijuana patients are specifically banned in Metro Police's application for a concealed carry weapon. Mm-hmm. Can I be fired for using marijuana? That's still up to your employer. By federal law, employers can still fire employees for using marijuana, even medically. A bill proposed by Segerblum aimed to change that and passed through the Nevada legislature, but it was vetoed by Sandoval. Could recreational marijuana in Las Vegas be gone soon? There's always a chance that federal government intervenes, but that's unlikely. And if Sandoval and state legislatures have their way, recreational marijuana is here to stay. Sandoval, who opposed the recreational marijuana ballot question last November, told The Sun in a March interview he wants the booming Las Vegas industry to be a model for other cities across the U.S. We're trying to learn lessons from the mistakes of others, like Colorado, Oregon, and Washington, Sandoval said. Ideally, this is going to be a system that people are going to mimic as time goes forward. Can I drive with marijuana in my car?
Mm-hmm.
Well, since we'll be Ubering, that really won't be a problem. But, Uber driver, that's with the three of us, you're safe. Yes, you can drive with marijuana in the car as long as you're not using it. Driving under the influence or carrying more than the legal amount. Medical card holders can legally possess up to 2.5 ounces of marijuana flower or the equivalent of concentrates. This said 2.5, and up there it says 1.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get that? I don't.
It says 2.5 ounces and or maximum allowed quantity of edibles, cannabis products, and cannabis infused products, or 1 ounce of cannabis flower for adult consumers.
Okay. Can I consume edibles in public? And this was the big question.
If no one knows about it.
No. The same regulations apply for marijuana edibles as smoking.
Can I take it before I leave my hotel room? Shake the magic eight ball.
Hang on. Yes!
All signs point to yes.
All signs point to yes. In certain forms. What's the legal limit for driving and how will authorities test me for marijuana? Again, maybe we'll be using Lyft down the other road. And you drivers are safe with us because we'll be well over our limit.
They're going to ask you a form of question.
But you'll be driving. In what year did Buffalo Bill... I got this.
Where's the buzzer at?
Where is it? I got this. Oh.
The cops are like, you three are not on a game show right now.
Yeah.
The
cash
trap.
Cash trap. Oh, I love cash cabs. Oh,
this
so
is called,
exciting.
Oh, shit, we just got pulled over.
Yeah. okay.
Shit, I better start.
Civil forfeiture for 100.
So it says you better start working that brain.
We're out. This one was half out. Forget it.
I would be like, oh.
Good thing we're going to be using a form of transportation that we won't be driving or responsible for.
We're going to be walking a lot of the time.
Vegas, baby. Yeah, as long as we keep you upright, no harm, malicious things. What if we get something and you just like fall asleep walking?
No, I would know. We would know not to do that.
All right.
A little more conscious.
All right. What's the limit for driving? Let's see. Assembly Bill 135 passed during this year's legislation session says police can no longer administer a urine test for those suspected of driving under the influence of marijuana, but current law mandates that Nevada drivers can't have marijuana metabolites, active or inactive, present in their blood when administering a blood test. Because there's no way to measure marijuana levels with a breathalyzer, police will administer field sobriety tests and make a judgment call. Metro Police Officer Leah Hatfield said, if there's any doubt you're impaired, whether it be marijuana, alcohol, legal prescription drugs, or illegal drugs, they don't drive. Right? Amen to that.
They don't drive.
Booyah. They don't drive, Hatfield said. It's not Hatfield, it's Hadfield. There's no McCoys over here.
Bill, you had a question about Nevada, about us using our card there.
Yes.
Like if we have a card here in Arizona.
Did we get an answer?
No. We don't. Well, you don't. It says Nevada's legalization means that your medical marijuana card is no longer necessary in Nevada to visit a dispensary. But your out-of-state medical marijuana card will only be valid through March of 2018.
But
there are even more rumors that Nevada has may begun licensing bars and restaurants to allow public cannabis consumption as a bid to increase cannabis tourism. Can you imagine walking down the strip with a joint in your hand?
Yes.
I see it. I mean,
so, but I think that if we all present our marijuana medical, our medical marijuana card, we might get that 10 to 20% discount on the medical grade marijuana, which we clap for that. It's expensive.
And it is $10,000 to bring on the plane. So.
Oh, another. Okay. Well,
yes.
If we each bring 333, we're good. Right? Yep. Okay. What happened to the weed lounge bill? Beggar Boone's bill, which would have allowed businesses to apply for permits to allow marijuana in their facilities, died 2 weeks before the end of the legislative session after missing a deadline for approval. What? Missed a deadline? Okay. Can I smoke in my hotel room? Oh, boy. Oh, wait. That was a little. None. Unless you're living outside of a 25-mile range of the nearest marijuana dispensary, which essentially rules out residents of Las Vegas Valley. In rural Nevada, where dispensaries are fewer and far between, residents can grow up to 6 marijuana plants per person, no more than 12 per household. So there's a boo and a clapping at the same time, because they do allow growing if you live way out of the
building. I'm not going to lie, there have been many times that I've walked down the hallway in Vegas and smelled wafting a little bit of cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, we will be shoving towels under the door, cracking open the 1-inch they give us. And
I used to turn on the hot shower with the steam and get a candle going in there really good and then blow it into the steamy shower.
Oh no. We do the candle in the shower and blow it out the window.
Okay.
We should share with birds. I think it's really nice if the Vegas birds are partaking secondhand weed smoke. Good for you.
And
unlike
also
secondhand
gets
weed
them the birds start gambling, and they don't. That's why exactly why they don't like you blowing out the window.
They start
drinking, smoking,
attacking tourists.
Like the show, the birds. This is like
comes
to Vegas. It's way crazier.
Was almost attacked. Here's the story. Just for fun.
Here it is.
No, here it is. I'm not even kidding. It's a bird story, but this is a bad bird story. So I'm walking my dog to the park, and I see this lady running down the street, and all of a sudden I see this bird. I don't know what, it's got a longer beak, and it just comes flying out of this tree and like flies at her head, and I was like, holy crap. And she's ducking, you know, and she's just trying to run down the road, and I was like, wow, that was weird. And then it swooped out again at her, and I was like, oh my gosh. So I went on the other side of the street. You know, I'm not going to go on the same stride. And all of a sudden, maybe there's a nest that fell or some baby bird that fell out or something, and this mother or father was being hyper protective. This bird came within an inch from my back like this, just as fast as it could and as hard as it could to let me know that if I came any closer, that beak, which was a 2-inch sucker, was going to go right in my side. That was a powerful force, and that made me really appreciate the movie The Birds that I freaked out and saw when I was like 10 years old. Now, oh my lord,
maybe
we
should have blown it off the window.
Maybe we should go to Vegas. Maybe Vegas should come to us. I like it. Okay, we're going to Vegas.
We're going to Vegas.
Sorry,
we're
going to
smoke on concentrate.
I'm just going to chew on my ball of hash. Thank
you. It's intense, Belle.
Oh. And then with that,
Belle, you got a little bit of hash on your upper lip.
Dripping.
Belle,
I know.
Got hash all over your chin.
I know. It's bad. I can't even help it. New York. All right. Because there's a little New York there.
There is. It's actually right across the street.
So we can go. Do they have a.
We should say that. They have,
so they have New York. Do they have do they have a California Gold Rush town?
No.
Do they have an Old West town there? I mean. That's pretty sad.
Yeah.
We could make one. We could
new
make
hotel
one.
New hotel coming to Vegas.
Here it comes.
California Frontierland.
The Gem Saloon coming to Vegas. Al Swearing is coming back. Don't make me say it.
Tombstone on the strip.
Oh, man. Hemp getting roots in North Dakota despite the drought. Oh, check this out. Some South Dakota farmers are watching closely as North Dakota brings in its second industrial hemp crop. It's a pilot program that South Dakota lawmakers have eyed in the past. There was even a bill to create a hemp pilot program that stalled in the state house last year when the ag economy started to do a dip a few years ago. Jamie Edwards and his father started looking for a different crop to toss into their rotation. With the way the markets have sort of tapered off, the corn and soybean markets are kind of stale, Edwards says, so we were looking for something to supplement. So the father and son team signed on to plant hemp. This year, they've got a total of 30 acres planted, as allowed by North Dakota regulations. Wow, 30 acres of hemp. When Congress passed the 2014 Farm Bill, it opened an exemption for states to experiment and research industrial hemp production. The state of North Dakota was already here, there legislatively, hoping to compete with Canadian farmers who already grow industrial hemp. So when North Dakota opened up the hemp, we decided we're going to take a step out of the normal realm, I guess, and try it, Edwards said. It's been a dry year on the Edwards farm. Drought is a condition that hemp can tolerate. There in southeastern North Dakota, about 70 miles north of Aberdeen, so far, Jamie Edwards says the crop from this second year has been good, but not as good as last year. The hemp actually is pretty good on the ground. It likes fertilizer, so you have to fertilize it, but after that, you can pretty much walk away, Edwards says. There are no chemicals. You don't need to spray it. It chokes out all the weeds in a short amount of time. It's like double every week. The North Dakota state legislator and governor passed industrial hemp legislation in 1999, 15 years before the federal government carved out the exemption in the last farm bill. Rachel Seifert-Spiel coordinates North Dakota's industrial hemp program. She works for the Department of Agriculture. She says the state's attitude about hemp has been largely informed by their proximity to Canada. We have seen them grow industrial hemp for the past decade or more, successfully not 50 miles from our border in some instances, Seifert-Spiel said. Seifert-Spiel said, the 2 years of the hemp program have been very different. Last year, North Dakota farmers only planted 70 acres. This year, there were 3,000 acres. Hemp is faring well in this year's drought, but Seifert-Spiel says that the yield will likely be lower in the hardest hit areas. She says most producers are interested in producing the grain into food products, hemp oil that you can put on your salad or protein powder you can bake with and put in your smoothie or hemp hearts that you can just sprinkle on top of your salad or oatmeal, much like how people use flax, Seifert-Spiel said. The federal exemption in the last farm bill carves out space for states to explore the viability of the crop and conduct market research. Hemp is versatile and in addition to food can be used for fibers and textiles. Seifert-Spiel says, finding buyers for their products is the most interesting part of the program. Despite the Farm Bill exemption, the DEA still considers industrial hemp a controlled substance. It's that federal designation which keeps the South Dakota Department of Agriculture opposed to an industrial hemp pilot program. Kyle Holt is Deputy Secretary with South Dakota Department of Agriculture. During public testimony in the state Senate earlier in the year, Holt said there's been a lack of clarity from federal officials industrial hemp production. We know this was administered by the last administration. The current administration has recently made comments that they will begin to regulate controlled substances more directly, Holt said. Hemp was not directly been mentioned in there, but we do have some concerns about how that would be moved forward. Holt said the department wants to protect South Dakota producers. Quote, the last thing they really want to do is begin an industrial hemp program only to be visited by the DEA to inform them that they're out of compliance with federal law because of change in guidance that is not passed by law, Holt continued. Industrial hemp is the cousin to marijuana plant and contains trace amounts of THC, the intoxicant in cannabis. The two plants look a lot alike. Erica McBride is with the National Hemp Association in D.C. She says there are many different theories as to why hemp is illegal. Back in the 30s, there was no way to tell a simple test whether or not a plant was hemp or marijuana, so they just banned the whole plant. In North Dakota, hemp farmer Jamie Edwards' crop is subject to routine testing for THC level, and the hemp plant has to register less than 0.3% THC. Edward says he's not worried about the DEA coming to his farm. The DEA, from what they've actually told me, is they've got too many other things to worry about having to worry about industrial hemp. Edward says, as far as anyone coming out and stealing plants and smoking them, they're not going to get high. South Dakota Governor Dennis DeGarde has said in the past he doesn't support industrial hemp. He says he doesn't see much of a market for the crop. Despite that, the state lawmakers who proposed hemp programs in the past say they're going to try again. It's good for you for trying. Because that's all you can do is try. And it's, you know, people that say things like that, they're just not educated. I don't mean that in a bad way. They just haven't read up. They're listening to people who say different things, but
at any rate, ignorance is what she says.
It is. Maybe not even their own fault. Maybe they're just a little close-minded and they just need to open up some books and do some reading. Yeah. Open your eyes, buddy. All right.
Drink it, too.
That's right. Drink it. What the heck? What the heck? All right. What the heck? Thanks for hanging out with us
Thank
for
you.
Wednesday. Wednesday. What a wacky day. What a wacky Wednesday, September 27th. Be careful out there, folks. Holiday seasons are coming, and people go cray-cray. They lose their minds. They lose their money. Look on the ground. They lose their complete sanity. Gone out the window. So be careful when you're driving. Please be present. And please bring a present. Just kidding.
Love present.
All right, and we love you guys. Remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
Thanks, guys, for tuning in. We'll see you next week.
We hopefully see you all at Pride this weekend.
Oh, yeah, come to Pride Reed Park, 10 a.m. to noon on Saturday. Come to the booth. Woo-hoo. Fun free things for giving away. We love y'all.
Oh,
yep.
Woo. But you hear it now.
You hear it now.